Why not E85? Thanks for joining us again, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
It's selling like 400% more than before since the gas prices went high.
That's Majid Massad, manager of a Citgo station in Nashville, and it's actually the only gas station in Tennessee where the general public can purchase E85 gasoline. And as he said, their demand has increased by some 400% since gas prices have gone up so much. E85 is 85% ethanol made from corn and 15% petroleum gasoline. And according to the National Ethanol Vehicle Coalition, there are some 4.5 million cars and SUVs in the U.S. that can burn E85. So why aren't there more pumps?
If somebody would like to have E85 in their area, to go to their retailers and to ask for the product, that's the first start. And then they can contact us and we can help the retailers establish the fuel and the promotional items and marketing that they need, the tools that they need.
Michelle Kautz is Director of Communications with the National Ethanol Vehicle Coalition out of Jefferson City, Missouri.
We are seeing a very large increase in E85 fueling locations around the U.S. Since January 1st, my organization has helped in establishing around 180 retail fueling facilities across the nation, bringing our total number to about 450.
Kautz says she's hopeful that more consumers will ask for and push for more E85 fueling locations. And she says it's not difficult or that expensive to get it done.
It's very easy and very inexpensive to retrofit an existing gasoline or diesel tank to store E85.
And Kautz says it costs about $1,000 to retrofit those tanks, and many retailers are doing that to their premium tanks. And to find out more, you can visit E85fuel.com. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.